Hello and welcome to Popcast, Pop Culture with Attitude. This is your host, David Sinnell Howarth, author of The Defenders of Prowley and other amazing, fantastic fantasy books. And I hope you enjoyed the parakeet version of our intro, since you can probably hear the birds singing to the song since they love it so much. And, you know, those bastards are quiet all day. Now that they know the show's on, they want to talk all day. So don't mind them. It brings some background to the show. And with me again is Xavier, of President and CEO of Republic Riffs.
Again.
Yeah, what's going on, Xavier?
Nothing much.
So we got a new show, and we didn't do the show last night because...
You tell me.
What do you mean tell you? You come on this show, you can't even say a word? It's because we were up late watching the Kings game, which we'll talk about later. And, you know, Xavier's been, you know, writing a list of what he wants to talk about, you know, during the show. And I'm looking at this, and he made like a puzzle of things to talk about. I don't even understand what he's talking about.
I don't know, you can talk about any of those things.
Well, I know, but you got to put one, and then what it is, two, what it is, three. Not like this freaking, like, they're all, like, states and shit. I mean, it's just crazy. So what did you do this week?
Nothing.
Nothing at all? You did nothing. Okay. Well, you know, me, I just, did nothing as well. But we did go to the comic store, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you get this week?
Thanos versus Hulk, number two.
You gotta talk louder because he's bastards.
Then just put him in the other row.
Can't.
Why?
You know what? I'll talk about something. You go get some millet and you put it in their cage to shut their mouths. So yeah, they are the official mascot of the show. So, you know, but they're little bastards because they were sleeping all day. And then as soon as they hear the intro music, they want to be on the show. So anyway, Xavier was talking about Thanos versus Hulk, which is a comic that I'm sure he recommends. Pretty much anything with Thanos is a good recommendation, and obviously that's why they're making a movie with him in it. Really, for me, there wasn't a whole lot of comic book stuff that I wanted. I'm kind of getting out of comic books, really, just independent comic books I'm supporting and buying. But the Marvel DC, like I say every week, I don't bother with it because it's just too mainstream, nothing original, and everything wants to be like a mega event, like Civil War or Infinity or whatever. There you go. You take that, Xavier. You take that and you just put it in there, and they'll be quiet.
Just put it in here?
Yeah, on the ladder. On the ladder.
What?
Inside.
Oh, inside.
On the ladder. Okay. Look at this. Live radio at its best.
Who?
We. Fool. Alright. So, we're talking comic books and stuff, and you noticed something that I've been talking about for a long time. So, about comic books and why people are not buying them anymore. So, you want to kind of explain that a little bit?
Because
your thoughts on that? Like, everyone knows that Sam Wilson's not Captain America. Steve Rogers is. Everyone knows Thor's a man. I mean, what Marvel's doing to their characters, they're destroying the industry, basically. They're destroying their credibility. So... we were at the comic shop, and you mentioned the new... who is it? Captain Marvel? Was it Captain Marvel?
That was Ghost Rider.
Or no, Ghost Rider. Okay, yeah. Ghost Rider. What about Ghost Rider?
I was looking at the new Ghost Rider comics, and then you asked me, who's Ghost Rider to you? The person or the guy on the bike?
Right.
And to me, heroes are the person, not the hero.
So who is Ghost Rider?
Johnny Blaze.
And if Johnny Blaze is not Ghost Rider,
then there's no hero.
Then it's not Ghost Rider.
No.
Right. What about this, was it Miss Marvel?
Muslim Marvel?
Yeah. Miss Marvel, you know, we talked about this before. Miss Marvel is a Muslim girl is ridiculous.
That's what MS stands for, Muslim.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. They want to brainwash people in trying to accept this religion of death. And you know what making a Muslim superhero is like? Making a Nazi superhero in the 1940s. Did Marvel or DC ever make a Nazi superhero? No. So why are we making a Muslim superhero? It's just like making a Nazi superhero. It's the same thing. I mean, they cut heads off, they rape women, they're pedophiles, you know, and they've been doing that since the year 635. And for some reason, there's a Muslim that works for Marvel, and if you don't make a Muslim superhero, they're gonna sue. And then you have these people working for Marvel saying, we need to brainwash people so they could accept that culture. Well, we don't need to accept cutting off heads, blowing up buildings, killing and raping and murdering innocent children. It's ridiculous. And it's absurd. And it's like, why don't you make some Nazi superheroes? Because it's Muslims and Nazis are the same thing. You know, during World War II, Muslims and Nazis fought on the same side. You ever try watching the movie Gallipoli, for Pete's sakes? With Mel Gibson? Think about it, you know. People, you guys are fools, man, to even buy that crap because you're just being brainwashed. Or, oh, I want to feel like I'm, you know, I want people to know I'm tolerant. Well, guess what? They're not tolerant of you. They'll cut your head off in a second. So do you have anything to add to my rant?
No, it's all you.
It's all me. All right, so that's why Marvel is BS. Because all they're doing is brainwashing people.
What they're going to do is they're gonna collapse and nobody's going to buy them. Then they're going to go back to original. And then everyone's going to buy it. Then they're going to become sellouts again. It's just going to be a big loop.
Yeah, and nobody likes when you change characters of... They like their characters to be the way they were supposed to be written originally. And, you know, if you people want to call me an a-hole, you can go ahead. You know, Spider-Man was bitten by a radioactive spider. I was bitten by a radioactive a-hole, okay? That's my superpower. I'm an a-hole. And this is Pop Culture with Attitude. I can say whatever the hell I want. If you don't like it, you can turn it off. But you know what I'm saying is true. And that's it. So, you got anything to say about that? You got anything to say about that? Hey, you need to shut... Hey, you guys be quiet.
Put him in the cage.
Go ahead. Enough. You know what? You sit here and you talk. I'm going to take care of business.
Here. We'll talk about this phone.
Live radio is great. Watch out.
All right. Talk about this phone a little later. All right.
Oh, more problems?
Yes. Okay. All right, guys. We got more problems in the January 12, 2015 People magazine.
Hey, you bastards.
The cover, you have... The royal
Get
family from
there.
England, which why I don't know why we care when we really shouldn't. Has nothing to do with us. And then on page 14 and 15, you see two homos, Lance Bass and Michael Turchin.
Oh, is that who got married?
Wait, you know who these people are?
Lance Bass is part of that music group.
Which music group?
Boys to Men or something? Here, get out of my chair. Get out of my chair.
More like boy to homo.
Here, get out of my chair. Alright.
Can't sit in the big boy's chair.
You want to sit in the big boy's chair, you got to take over the show. Alright.
You just said.
So wait, we're saying, go ahead.
So they got married.
Who?
Lance Bass.
He was on,
NSYNC.
NSYNC, that's what it was. Okay.
He's a homo.
Yeah.
He's get shot. And Michael True. And Michael Turchin or Turbin, they got married. Elton John was there with his gay person. But Elton John's cool because he's been around forever. And we shouldn't have this because it's nasty and stupid and degrading.
Well, Elton John, you know, has a lot of good music.
Yeah. And these two other guys, were they from like one boys band? And they're like. This is ridiculous. Two homos can kiss in a magazine.
Oh, well, It's funny, you know, if homos kiss, it's like, oh, so great. But if a man and a woman kiss, oh my gosh, they're doing it in public. It's like completely reversed the way it was in the 80s.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like if a man and a woman holding hands, oh, you can't show that in public. And like two guys holding hands, oh, look at, they're being open-minded and tolerant. Are you mean if I believe in a man and a woman that I'm not tolerant? Maybe you're intolerant. Just because I disagree with you doesn't make me intolerant.
We're just living by the Bible.
Well, we're just, and we're expressing our...
our hate.
No, I don't hate anybody, but I'm just saying, you know, truth is truth. I mean, that's just the way it is. And everyone has their opinion. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. And people can say, would you stop reading my stuff?
I didn't read. I just want to see what that was.
Okay. You know, so you know, everyone has their opinion. Everyone can say their opinion. Say you're all into gay people. That's fine. You can be all into gay people, but don't slam me for being into women. I mean, give me a break. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sorry. God made me normal. But but no, I mean,
a mental disorder.
I mean, I'm a male lesbian. What can I say? You know, I'm a male lesbian. So anyway.
I remember that time we were in the gay district, San Francisco, see Mystery Science Theater.
Uh-huh.
In live.
Uh-huh.
No, it was Rift Tracks live. And remember when we got out and we went to drive, and there were these two homos blocking the road because they were kissing and they were in drag?
Mm-hmm.
That's nasty.
Okay, but tell them the story about when I wore the pink shirt.
Yeah, you wore the pink shirt and a whole bunch of homos were hitting on you. And they were checking you out and stuff.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny. Okay. So, anyway, enough of that. So, you were talking about People Magazine, and what was the story there?
Homos are stupid.
No, that's not the story, but what was the story of People Magazine? Because you're like the People Magazine reporter.
I'm the People Magazine guy, okay. Shameless coming on January 11th. Now this. Okay, here's another thing. Why do we care if a celebrity has a baby?
Okay, that's a thing. Yeah, who does care? Nobody cares if celebrities have babies. People have babies every 5 seconds.
I know. I
don't want to see your babies in magazines, and when I do, they're ugly anyway. I mean, get them out of here. You want them? They're an hour old, and I want them to be like me, a movie star. Please, that kid's gonna grow up so drug addicted. it's gonna be insane. You have to let kids be kids.
Evdotchka Ilitchkoka.
Okay, had a baby. Can you read it normal?
Read it. It's right there. It's
Kaya Evdokia Klitschko, whatever that is. Who is that?
That's the name of the baby. I don't even know who that is or he is.
I don't know who any of these people are. Hayden Panettiere. I don't know who. This is some moron who made a TV show. Big deal.
He was a background guy.
Are you kidding me? No, yeah. I mean, come on. Unless you're Brad Pitt, nobody cares what you think. So.
Why do we care where celebrities are traveling to?
Like, I travel all over the world, but, you know...
They don't put you in a People magazine. Look, apparently Kate Hudson...
Thanks, asshole. I mean, sorry. A-hole. I'm sorry. Kid-friendly show. Yes.
They'll put a picture of Lindsay Vonn taking a selfie with a cow.
Who's Lindsay Vonn? I don't know who Lindsay Vonn is. You know? The most recent star that I've come to notice in TV is the gay guy who plays The Flash. And I can't watch it because he's too limp-wristed.
He's too homo.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's not believable as a male superhero. Yeah. That's for sure. That's true. So let's talk about...
Oh, here's another thing. Okay. Telling the real story of Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, yeah, but see, most people don't know who Martin Luther King is. Okay, all these people today for civil rights and all of these things... They don't know who Martin Luther King is. Al Sharpton doesn't know who Martin Luther King is. All these people marching, the whole march on MLK Day, don't even know who Martin Luther King is.
They just want to seem cool.
You know, Martin Luther King was a very conservative guy. Martin Luther King was actually also a Republican. And, you know, Charlton Heston and many big actors, you know, during the Civil Rights Movement marched with Martin Luther King. The only thing Martin Luther King did wrong was he cheated on his wife. But that's besides the point. So the Democrats, you know, after the 60s, realizing after his death that they need to do something. So what they did was they herded all the black communities to go against the party, the Republican Party, which saved the blacks from segregation. And basically the Democrat Party has taken the black community and put them all in ghettos and put them on welfare. And they're all slavery to the welfare system. So they're still not out of slavery because of the Democrats. And the Democrats were the biggest slave owners in the world. So, you know, if you truly are for Martin Luther King, then you would support what he truly believes, not what the civil rights leaders are saying today. You know, he wanted everyone to live together, not violence in the streets. He wanted peaceful marches, not what's going on today, you know, fighting in the streets, you know. So, anyway, so...
Are you done? Can I proceed with my People magazine?
Yeah, you can go.
All right, and they have a whole, like, 4-page section on the royal family of England that don't even live here.
Right.
So what?
Probably because they are people. But here's my prediction, and I've wrote about this in my books. King George is going to be beheaded in the future once Islam takes over England, and the royal family will be beheaded on live TV in front of Buckingham Palace once the Islamic groups take over England, which they'll do in about 25 years. Yeah, I know, my birds agree. You know, so who cares about the royal family? They're the biggest welfare recipients on the planet. They don't work. They don't do anything. You know, they take the taxes of the British people and they live off of it. So that, you know, they're worthless. They're just as much into slavery as people in the ghettos. You know, they couldn't work at a McDonald's. They couldn't handle it. You know,
I'm flipping a burger is so much worse.
Yeah, hey Prince, flip it over here, bitch. You know, and this princess of whatever, Cambridge, she's not attractive. Get out of here. She's had one kid, had another kid. Man, she's like the Grand Canyon. You don't want to touch that. Get out of here, man. Get out of here, royal piece of crap. So
royal wrinkles.
So with that being said, let's talk about something hilarious. Let's talk about Oscar nominations. Okay. But before I do that, I know, I'm typing something up. Yeah. So we want to get the list here, and we're going to go through what you think about the nominations.
I think that... Did you hear about those... Black people saying if Selma doesn't win, then Hollywood's racist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, if you don't get your way, Hollywood's racist. You know, as Al Sharpton says, Hollywood's too white. That's a racist comment. That's a total racist comment to say that, you know? All right. So let's go down and let's start with the greatest video ever. All right. Here we go. Man, I'm slow today. All right, here we go. Listen to this, people. Listen to this. Oscars.
For achievement in cinematography, the nominees are Emmanuel Lubezki for Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, Robert Yeoman for The Grand Budapest Hotel, Lukasz Jal and Richard Lenchowski for Ida. Dick Poop for Mr. Turner. And Roger Deakins for Unbroken. Dick Poop for Mr. Turner.
Dick Poop. Who's Dick Poop? Does anyone know Dick Poop? All right, who is this lady fooling? She's a moron. Get her out of the Academy Awards. Seriously.
She's an idiot.
Dick Poop.
Can I have Dick Poop come to the front office, please? Dick Poop.
You know what Dick Poop sounds like? Something gay people have trouble with. Oh, to tie it in with your People magazine article is awesome. That's awesome. So let's go over the Academy Award, announcements. For visual effects, they mentioned Captain America, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Guardians of the Galaxy, Interstellar, X-Men Days of Future Past. Who do you think should win that award?
Interstellar.
Really? Interstellar?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you, man. Interstellar, even though... Yeah, Interstellar, man. That was a movie of the year, man. I agree with you. So, sound mixing, which is... Who's giving awards for that crap, really?
Ooh, I can put a drum noise with the guitar noise.
So, sound mixing is American Sniper, Birdman, Interstellar, Unbroken, or Whiplash.
Interstellar.
Interstellar, why?
Because it has awesome sound mixing.
But they're in space. There's really no noise. I mean, but you know what? I'll agree with that, though. I agree with that. So Interstellar should win 2 Academy Awards. If they go by us because we're geniuses. Sound editing. American Sniper, Birdman, The Hobbit, Interstellar, or Unbroken. What would win sound editing?
Probably The Hobbit.
No, really? Why? Just because you like it more?
No, I don't like... I don't like The Hobbit more.
I like The Hobbit, but I don't like how they went so far away from the books. But
yeah.
I'm going to pick Interstellar for that, too. So Interstellar gets 3, and for you, Interstellar gets 2, and Hobbit gets 1?
Yeah.
Live-action short, or the topic nobody cares about? Aya... Boogaloo and Graham, whatever. Butterlamp, Pervane, or The Phone Call. I haven't seen any of this crap, but I'm going to say The Phone Call.
Yeah, me too.
We're both going to say The Phone Call.
I heard they're making a sequel called The Voicemail.
Oh, that's funny. All right, animated short. So here's the nominations. The Big Picture, The Dam Keeper, Feast, Me and My Moulton, or A Single Life. What do you think?
A Single Life.
I'm going to go with Feast just because I'm hungry.
You want a chocolate Valentine brownie?
Not now. Oh. No. Production design. Grand Budapest Hotel. The Imitation Game. Interstellar. Into the Woods, really? And then Mr. Turner. Who do you think is going to win?
Interstellar.
Let's just say it's Interstellar. Yeah, we're going to say it at the same time. Let's say it at the same time. Interstellar. So Interstellar has 4 because our what we say rules. Original song. Everything is Awesome from Lego Movie. Music. Oh, never mind. That's not the song. Glory from Selma. Grateful from Beyond the Lights.
Oh, I think it's like Grateful.
I'm Not Gonna Miss You. Whatever that's from. Lost Star. Whatever. Any of these things. You know what? I hated the Lego Movie, but I'm going to go for it for the song.
Everything just is because, awesome.
Yeah, because everything else sucks. You know. Original score, which is like original soundtrack. Ground your Buddha, man. Put it in a taco. The Grand Budapest Hotel. The Imitation Game. Interstellar.
Interstellar.
Yeah, that's my MLK tribute voice. Mr. Turner or The Theory of Everything. I'm going to tell you, Interstellar.
Interstellar?
Yeah, Interstellar. Interstellar? Interstellar, best soundtrack of the year, hands down. Okay. Makeup and hairstyling. The Foxcatcher, The Grand Budapest Hotel, or Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy, all the way. All the way. Foreign language film. Ida, Poland. Leviathan, Russia. Tangerines, Estonia. Timbuktu by Mauritania. And A Wild Tales by Argentina.
But no one cares about these movies.
Well, Life is Beautiful was a foreign film.
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
you lie.
Slammed.
You lie.
I'm going to go with Leviathan because it's anti-Vladimir Putin. So I'm going to say that one.
I don't know what any of this crap is.
All right. Film editing, American Sniper, Boyhood, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Imitation Game, or Whiplash.
What do you think? American Sniper.
I'll go that too. I'll go American Sniper for film editing. So finally they get something. Clint Eastwood. Documentary short film, who gives? Documentary feature, who gives? All right.
Director. Michael Bay.
Birdman, Boyhood, Foxcatcher, The Grand Budapest Hotel, or The Imitation Game. They should have had the guy from Interstellar.
Yeah, that's what they should have had.
So my vote's for Interstellar, even
Interstellar.
Though it's not Interstellar. Yeah. Interstellar. I'm going to say Birdman, just because they're ripping off Harvey Birdman.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Come on. Costume design, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Inherent Vice, Into the Woods, Maleficence. What has that? You said Maleficent?
I don't know.
Mr. Turner, what do you think?
Where's Interstellar?
Yeah, that should get best everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
That's what we're going to say. Cinematography. Birdman. The Grand Budapest Hotel. Ida. I don't know. Mr. Turner. Or Unbroken. I'm going to go with Unbroken. Everything else is whatever. Original screenplay. Birdman. Boyhood. Foxcatcher. Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler?
Yeah, I know, right? They should make a Marvel movie called Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I know.
Not some guy who sits on a corner smoking. And then the Grand Budapest Hotel. I'm going to go with Birdman again.
Why?
Because I don't know. Because everything's like yuppie stuff. Adapted screenplay. American Sniper. The Imitation Game. Inherent Vice. The Theory of Everything. Whiplash.
American Sniper.
Yeah. But here's one you might like. Animated features. How is Lego Movie not in animated features for best movie?
It's not in there?
No.
That's stupid.
Are you kidding me? Lego Movie was the best animated movie of the year. It should be nominated. So Big Hero 6, Bok Trolls, How to Train Your Bitch. Song of the Sea. And The Tale of Princess Kyuga Gogochi. Whatever. So what do you think? Animated feature.
They all suck.
They all suck. Yeah.
They're all for homos.
Right. So, supporting actress. Patricia Arquette for Boyhood. Laura Dern in The Wild. Keira Knightley, The Imitation Game. Emma Stone in Birdman. Or Meryl Streep in The Woods.
Meryl Streep.
I'm going to say Keira Knightley because, you know, you like to slap her around a bit. And I think you all know what I mean by that. Actress. Best Actress.
Yeah.
Marion Cotillard in 2 Days and One Night. Felicity Jones in The Theory of Everything. Julianne Moore in Still Alice. Rosamund Pike in Gone Girl. And Reese Witherspoon for Wild. What do you think?
Reese Witherspoon.
I'll go with Julianne Moore, I guess. I don't know. Supporting actor. Robert Duvall in The Judge. Ethan Hawke in Boyhood. Edward Norton in Birdman. Mark Ruffalo in Foxcatcher. J.K. Simmons in Whiplash.
Mark Ruffalo.
You think so? Why? Because he's in Avengers?
Exactly.
I'm going to go with Robert Duvall because he's old. And Edward Norton doesn't deserve jack since he left the Hulk show, the second movie. He played the Hulk in the second movie. So It's two Hulks going against each other. It's Hulk movie 2 versus the Avenger Hulk for supporting actor.
Avengers Hulk.
Avengers Hulk wins every time. Too bad the guy in the first Hulk movie wasn't up for something. Yeah, but I think now he's working at 7-Eleven or something. So he's not doing anything. Actor Steve Carell in Foxcatcher for Best Actor. Bradley Cooper, American Sniper. Benedict Cumberbatch in Imitation Game. Michael Keaton, Birdman. Eddie Redmayne in The Theory of Everything. What do you think?
Bradley Cooper.
I can go with Michael Keaton because he played Batman. Don't you like how we vote for things? Just because, you know, that's why we're not voting in the...
Best Picture, Interstellar.
Best Picture. Oh, yeah.
It's not even on there.
What? It's not even on there?
No.
All right. You know what? Screw the Academy Awards. It's not even worth watching.
They're for homos.
America's Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, Imitation Game, Selma, Theory of Everything, and Whiplash.
American Sniper.
American Sniper. You know what? Interstellar was the best movie of the year. That should win the Oscars. Hands down. What does this mean? Conventions behaving badly. Trips off. Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
You told me to write it down.
Oh, yeah. So, do you want to talk about what happened in Gallifrey 1? You want to talk about that?
How they're making everyone pay like $45 to $50 per person to take one picture. Mm-hmm. That's a ripoff.
Here's the story. There's a convention in LA. We're not even going to mention it.
But what's it called?
I'm not going to tell you.
Tell us.
No, because I'm not going to promote them anymore because they're doing this.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. So anyway, when you go and take a picture with a celebrity like myself, you pay like $40 and you can have like a 4-member family take a picture with that celebrity, right? So for $40, you could all see Bruce Campbell or someone like that, right? Well, now it's not $40 per picture, it's $40 per person. So say someone costs $50, instead of paying $50 for the picture for the family, it's $200. That's BS, man. And comic conventions that do that, you know, these corporate comic conventions, like San Diego Comic Con, you know, Walker, Stalker, Sleeper, Bitcher, Sucky Convention in San Francisco, doing that kind of thing, charging $500 to get a Matt Smith autograph.
That's stupid.
He's not worth $60.
I wouldn't even pay $20.
I'm going to wait like 10 years when he's not doing anything. He's doing conventions and signing autographs for like $20.
I'm going to wait till he's like on the verge of dying.
I know.
For his funeral.
Because most of these actors don't have a big career. They'll work, but they won't be big stars. Like, none of these actors are going to be Tom Cruise. I'm sorry.
Or Harrison Ford.
No, or Harrison Ford. None of them are. You know, so it's just ridiculous. And, you know, so all you people that go to these corporate conventions like San Diego Comic Con and Walker, Sleeper, Bitch Slapper, whatever that one's called, and all these corporate conventions, you know, you're just feeding the fire, man. You're just making it harder for the average fans that can't do that kind of thing. And the only people who could afford it are the fans with all the money. And here's the thing, you know, it's kind of like baseball, you know. They raise ticket prices, or the only people who can go to the games are the corporate a-holes. You know, the CEOs of these big companies, the guy working down the street can't go to the games anymore because he can't afford it, or he can't take his kids to the games. This is what conventions are turning into. So this is why you have to support all your local conventions ran by local people or ran by the fans. Drop the corporate stuff. If you're going to the Walker, Sleeper, whatever this convention is, the Walking Dead convention, boycott it. Return your money, man. Tell them you don't want to pay these prices, because the more you pay for them, the higher they're going to raise them, and the more they're going to screw you over. I'm telling you this. Anything you want to add?
No, you've about covered everything.
Oh, thanks for joining the show. I'm glad you're participating.
Jeez. I'm participating. You're just taking up all the information.
Well, I mean, if you have something to add, throw it out there.
There's nothing to add.
All right. So, do you want to talk, because this is your subject, Sam Smith, you want to talk about him while I set up the music stuff?
Music?
Yeah, the top music of the week.
Oh, yeah. Sam Smith is one of the biggest homos, dude. He made this song that sounded like it was about him and this chick, and then in an interview, he's like, no, it's about me and this dude. It's like, come on, dude. Get with the program. Nobody wants to be homo.
He's kind of like that guy, what's his name? The wannabe rapper Macklemore?
Yeah, that guy.
Macklemore. What song is this?
Do, 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 do.
Stop that crap.
Uptown Funk.
Alright. So explain what was going on, because you just kind of said what he said. You need to kind of explain the whole thing.
He's a homo. And he's
okay, but that tells me nothing. So he made a song, And in the song, what was he doing?
You would have... I don't know the... It,
all right, forget
listen
it.
Listen to the song.
All right, I don't know the song. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, let's go through the top 10 songs of the week.
And then you could listen to the Sam Smith song
by Spotify. By Spotify. All right. So here's number 10. See if you can guess what it is. It's so sad and lonely. I'm gonna cry. Listen to me. I'm David Guetta, who hires horrible singers.
But you like the song Titanium.
What's that, Titanium?
The song we listened to in the car, you're like, it should be James Bond, so...
That's not Titanium, that's Ricochet.
That's Titanium, dude.
It's Ricochet that black chick kissing Leonardo DiCaprio, Rihanna.
No, it's not, dude. It's David Guetta Titanium.
So, that's Dangerous by David Guetta. That's number 10 of the week. Okay, let's see, guess what this one is. Are you kidding me? This bitch again? Get this bitch off my show. This bitch, the problem is your lips keep moving. Stop moving those lips and shut your mouth. No one wants to hear you. Everyone wants to run a train on your ugly ass. You sick freak. All right, Meghan Trainor, lips are moving. That's the problem. All right, do they ever change the top tens of these songs?
It's ridiculous. Yeah, they do.
All right, here we go. This is the cappuccino of music. If you can even hear it. Alright, that's Arianda Latte Grande with Love Me Harder. And baby, if I loved you any harder, I would have break you in half. Alright, so that was number 8, right? Here's number 7. Oh, this is new from last week. Right? What's up, man? What's up? Yeah, we're just low riding, man. Going down and down. The song's called GDFR, so you know it has to say have some bad words in there. That is by the singer Florida. Is that's his name, Florida, right?
Florida.
Yeah,
Florida.
Yeah. All right. The rapper Florida with GDFR. All right. Here's number 6. You know, people. You know when the joke is being said, right? Okay. What is this?
Sounds like a black homo.
Stop with the homo stuff.
Look at him. Okay. I'll be back. I'm gonna get something to eat.
It sounds like a guy on the streets of San Francisco. You're gonna bring something to eat?
If there's anything.
Alright, well, shut the door on the way out of the studio, man. All right, let's go to 1, 2, 3, 4, song number 5. Alright, that was Firestone, and it sounds like crap. Number 4. So number 4 was Calvin Harris with Ellie Goulding. Number 3. When your legs don't work like they used to before. All right, that's just crap. Who is it? Ed Sheeran with Thinking Out Loud.
Well, I think you need to keep your thoughts to yourself there, bud.
Right, here's number two. Oh, I know this one. This is one where we have to wait for the chorus, and I don't like it.
You have to wait for...
That's the lame ass. Okay.
That's Hoser. Yeah.
This is actually number two song. Taylor Swift's song?
Blank Space.
Blank Space. Yeah, Blank Space is number one, truly. All right, anyway, so that's Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk. But Taylor Swift's number one with Blank Space.
You want to listen to that Sam Smith song?
Sam Smith?
Yeah, that homo guy. Homo.
Okay, hold on. Sam Smith, and what's the name of the song?
Just type in his name. If you want.
Sam Smith?
Smith. Okay. I think it's that one.
You think it's this one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's that one.
Alright. All I see is a guy, a bum on the street. Okay, is this a video? Is this a movie or a song? Let's go.
Yeah, this song.
That guy's gay.
Yeah, I know. It's the song's about...
Oh, that guy's a loser.
It's about him and a dude.
That's what that guy looks like?
Yeah.
I didn't know what that guy looks like.
I think he'll show.
He's a total loser.
Look at it.
Are you kidding me?
Everyone likes this guy.
Are you kidding me? Let's move up on the video. Oh, God, oh, God. Stay with me. What are you going to cry? I don't want to stay with you, punk. He's a horrible singer. What a simple video. You're sitting in your room.
Now he gets up, finally.
Video of him walking to work. In my bed walking to work. Stay with me. I got feelings, too.
Hello.
Get out of here, you loser. All right, so that was dumb. All right, now, you know, here's the thing. Every time we do the top songs, we always say they're all crap.
Yeah.
Right? They're always crap.
Mm-hmm.
So every time we have to do a list... Okay? We're going to play a really good song to make up for all the crap we just listened to.
All right. We should listen to Coldplay.
No.
Yeah.
Let's listen to something really good.
Beastie Boys?
No. Here. All right? So let's listen to a good song to wash out our ears from the crap that we just listened to. All right? So enjoy yourselves. You got 4 minutes of enjoyment here. Thank you. All right, see that? That is a real song. Real band, real music. That was Van Halen's Dreams. All right? That's good music, not the crap that's out today. So let's talk about a show, okay, that we're watching and we're going to do reviews on. Right? I don't know if people can hear this music.
But they know the song.
Everyone should know what that is. That's Agent Carter. The new, it's on ABC, right?
Yeah.
Because Disney owns ABC along with Marvel. So, we're going to start reviewing this show. What did you think? You saw the second episode. What did you think of it?
That was pretty good.
Tell me what you liked about it.
Not the Captain America flashbacks.
The whole series is Captain America flashbacks. I mean, come on.
I could make that show. Just have right. You sitting in a chair with a bunch of Captain America movie scenes.
Well, the script is okay. It's average. The cool part about it is the chick, you know, from Captain America movie, and the guy who plays Stark is in it, which is cool. And it has Jarvis, which we all know turns into a computer for some reason when he works for Tony Stark. We'll find that out later, which they need to stick to the comic book. They shouldn't change characters. Doesn't matter. Jarvis should never be a robot. That's stupid.
He's a computer in the comics.
No, he's not.
No, he's newer stuff.
Oh, I don't care about newer stuff. Newer stuff sucks.
I think he was in the 70s, too.
No, he wasn't. He was a butler.
I'm pretty sure he was.
Dude, I read Avengers.
Avengers.
Yeah.
You can read Avengers all you want.
Yeah, and he wasn't a robot. So anyways, the story's okay. It's probably the best show on TV right now. It's the only show I can really watch because the rest is just crap. And the best part of the show, it has eye candy. You know, you don't even have to listen to the words or know anything about the show. They just have scenes with that chick, and that satisfies. So that's all you need. That's all you need is scenes with that chick, and don't even say a word, and it's fine. So it's a good show, and episode 2 wasn't as good as episode 1, but it's all good. Alright, so you want to talk about Doctor Who, since you're just staring out in space. So, the last episode we watched, since there's no more episodes, new ones.
Because the new ones suck.
Right, we watched what?
Third Doctor, Claws of Axos.
Claws of Axos.
Axos.
One of the best episodes. Anything John Pertwee is a great episode. It's all classic, but...
Yeah.
The funniest thing was that guy, the English guy playing the American CIA agent, trying to put on an American accent was pretty funny.
My favorite character, I think he should get the most credit, was the guy under the orange sheet.
Yeah. Claws of Axos, if you haven't seen it, has the greatest creature in history. And the creature is a guy crawling underneath with a orange tarp. It's hilarious. It's the best creature ever invented, basically. So yeah, of course, all the classics get perfect ratings, and we always recommend it.
Unless the Seventh Doctor.
Oh, okay. Seventh Doctor episodes, or 13th Doctor episodes, or 12th Doctor episodes, I mean. What's better?
You mean talking about the Doctor?
Sylvester McCoy era or Peter Capaldi era?
Peter Capaldi is probably better.
No way! Sylvester McCoy era is better.
Are you sure?
I think so. Okay. Peter Capaldi era or Colin Baker era.
Colin Baker.
Colin Baker's better. Yeah. Okay. Paul McGann era or Peter Capaldi.
Paul McGann or Peter Capaldi.
Right. Paul McGann. Paul McGann by far, man. Paul McGann's awesome.
He's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Sylvester McCoy era or Matt Smith era?
Sylvester McCoy.
I'll have to go with Matt Smith era.
It was all right.
It was all right. All right. So anyway, yeah, so Claws of Axis, check it out on DVD or probably Hulu, YouTube, all that stuff. You can check Netflix. It out. Netflix. So we talked some conventions, but we'll talk about why we were late last night was the retirement of Rob Blake of the Los Angeles Kings. He retired 6 years ago. He was the captain of the team before Dustin Brown took over, and yesterday they retired his jersey, number 4. So I want to congratulate him for that and all the awesome play and kick-ass hits that he did over the years. And he probably deserves to get his jersey retired. But I was surprised that Gretzky wasn't there, man. He wasn't there. I'm surprised. Great. He should be
Gretzky
there.
Gretzky was probably like, no, I'm too great.
Well, he is the great one, but still, he should have been there. But so Rob Blake is cool. And so if you ever go to L.A. Stadium, you'll be able to see the retired jersey of Rob Blake. So let's go with... there's hundreds of conventions this year, but there's only one real convention. And that's CampbellCon. And we just want to announce that if you don't have CampbellCon on your Facebook page, you should get it or check out the website. Get tickets right away. They just announced an amazing legend guest. Excuse me, I had a burp. Joe Rubenstein, legend comic book artist, will be at CampbellCon. So get your tickets quick because it's rare that he comes around, especially in the Bay Area.
You threw King's joke in there, Sonny.
What?
Better get him quick.
Better get him quick. Yeah, Jonathan Quick, man. Who's been slow recently. But yeah, man. Joe Rubenstein, Joe Rubenstein will be at CampbellCon. How awesome is that? So like CampbellCon on Facebook and get your tickets. So boy, we're almost to the end of the show. We kind of got 2 minutes left.
No, we got.
And it's sad, isn't it? The show is ending. And you know you don't want to leave because you want to hear our BS more. And you want to hear the anger. And you want to hear the opinionated guys who don't care what people think.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Yeah, they hate us because they're ain't us. Yeah.
That's something gay guys should say. Yeah, right.
They hate us because they're ain't us. So... it's a sad time that we have to go, but there's always next week, and we'll be talking more BS, because, you don't forget, we were bitten by a radioactive a-hole. Any last messages you want to say before we part? No. So...
karaoke is next week.
Karaoke next week? We'll talk about it.
Unless you want to stop this and go to karaoke.
No. So like Bruce Banner says, you always walk alone, but on the other side of the mountain is sunshine.
What?
I don't know. I made it up. Oh, this is classic music, huh? For the end of the show. Stop laughing.
That made no sense.
I know. I'll do the official goodbye, everyone. See you all next week.
Good night, Billy.
It's not Billy.
Whatever.
Good night, John Boy.